Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning, former Erie County District Attorney John Flynn. We're talking about the Trump trial that's started yesterday with jury selection, which I think is a pretty interesting part of this trial. John, thanks so much for being on with us this morning to talk a little bit about this trial. And yesterday began jury selection for a Donald Trump trial, and it's happening in Manhattan. I mean, how do you even begin to select a jury?
Well, it's going to be difficult, Brian, because, you know, you have to have or find 12 people and then, you know, three or four alternates probably as well, because, you know, the trial could take, a few weeks here who, you know, can put aside any biases they have about the former president or about this whole case in general. And, you know, the judge gave them 2 weeks to pick a jury here, but, you know, I'll be shocked if they can get it done within 2 weeks.
And even when it is done, as you mentioned, you have to find people without a bias toward the former president of the United States, maybe the most publicized president we've ever had. I don't know if that's a stretch to say it or not. I mean, is this just setting up for some sort of challenge down the line of, hey, look, we found in this juror's past, look at these Facebook comments or Twitter posts or something like that. I mean, the vetting would have to be incredible.
Well, I mean, if you don't know about that stuff right now and a juror actually gets selected, you know, it's difficult to say that there was something that the juror did in the past that would disqualify the person for going forward now. In most cases, you know, a juror would have to do something during the process, like after they were seated, after the trial began, and then, you know, in the middle of the trial, they did something that would render them now unqualified. Now, it can be done if something, you know, outrageous or something really, really, you know, detrimental to the process, you know, was found out after the fact. But in most cases, Brian, it, you know, once they get seated, the only thing you really have to, can look at in order to get rid of someone is conduct that occurred after the fact during the trial.
You mentioned 2 weeks might not be enough time. I mean, how long does this process usually take?
A couple of days. I mean, so normally, you know, here in Erie County, we normally, you know, a judge will schedule jury selection for starting on a Thursday. Sometimes you may go on a Friday, but normally you got a jury picked on a Thursday and then you start on Monday morning. You know, judges around here in Erie County normally give that second day Friday, you know, are kind of for a just in case. But, you know, very rarely have I ever seen, you know, in a criminal trial or even in a civil trial, you know, before I became a DA, where it takes more than 2 days.
Prosecutors will be looking to convince the jury when they are selected that the former president used falsified business records to cover up hush money payments in an attempt to kind of influence, if you will, the 2016 election. What would you expect the defense's argument to revolve around in this case? Does it have more to do with the fact that he was not necessarily keeping this a secret for election purposes, you know, maybe just keeping this a secret for family purposes, or might it have more to do with the prosecution, you know, going after Trump in a way they see as not fair, you know, bringing this up in federal court instead of a state court, for example?
Well, they're probably going to do all the above, Brian. I mean, they're probably first going to start out with, and you know, I'm not sure they haven't done it already, but they're probably going to first start out with that this is just facially insufficient, you know, because this is rather a unique and quite frankly novel approach by the DA's office here, where you're using a state penal law of falsifying business records, but you're trying to piggyback that onto a federal offense, which is a federal campaign violation. So it's kind of a complicated, unique argument that the DA's office is using here. And so if they haven't already, in pretrial motions, which I suspect they may have, but maybe they're saving it for trial to just argue that, you know, that this is just facially insufficient, that you can't do this where you have a state crime piggybacking on a federal crime here. That's going to be the first thing that I would do if I was a defense lawyer. Then you're going to get into everything that you said, that, you know, it wasn't the president who was doing this. It was his lawyer, Michael Cohen, who was actually, you know, trying to cover this up. And then the executive for the National Enquirer there who was allegedly involved with this as well. Okay. So it was them and not me. And then you want to throw in, you know, this is a political a witch hunt here. So, I mean, what defense lawyers do in cases all the time, you know, not only here in Erie County, but, you know, across the country, a lot of times you just take everything you have in your hand and you throw it up against the wall and you see what sticks. And that's what you can do when you're defense, because the prosecutor has the burden here beyond a reasonable doubt.
You mentioned Michael Cohen there. Are they going to have a credibility problem with Cohen when he's on the stand and when he's brought up in trial?
Anytime you have a witness who has a federal crime or is just a criminal in general, you're going to have issues. Now, again, I'm not saying they can't overcome that, obviously. You know, a lot of times here in Erie County, you know, in a criminal matter, you know, we'll use, you know, either, you know, a jailhouse informant, or, you know, we'll use someone who has a past criminal record. Because, again, a lot of times criminals, they don't hang around priests and nuns, okay? They hang out with other criminals, and they get involved in criminal activity with other criminals. So you need sometimes, as a prosecutor, to put on the stand as your witness people who have had criminal past histories. In this case here, you're going to have an individual, Michael Cohen, who pled guilty recently to a crime. And so they're going to have to overcome that, obviously.
Well, Chan, thanks so much for being on with us this morning. Really do appreciate it. Former Erie County District Attorney, now with Lippis Mathias.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.